Gotcha. The Steve Cochran Show presents The Kid of the Week.
God bless the child.
Allstate Kid of the Week time. Allstate believes good starts young. It works towards inspiring the next generation of leaders to reach their full potential, make the world a better place through service, and in the spirit of that, helping recognize the youth this week. We have an agent in studio you're going to meet in just a second. And he and I know each other from the meetings we go to for the Follically Challenged. I don't know if you know that. Nominated kid for Allstate Kid of the Week. Kid you know could be featured here on the Steve Cochran Show. He won great prizes. Amazon gift card, Lou Malnati's pizza. But that's not the reason that he's here. He's here because he's a great kid. So a little bit for the pizza. But the rest of it is because he's a great kid. And every Tuesday we do this. So let us know who you think ought to be the next Kid of the Week. And get those ideas in, and we will take it from there. WGNradio.com/contest to submit an entry. The nominator this week, you recognize the nominator this week?
I do. She's a family member, a good friend of ours.
Yes, Katie Sandberg. Her sister is Mary Sandberg, Boyle, Comcast, NBC, Chicago, Sportsnet.
Something like that.
Aluminum foil.
But we know her best as Biscuit's mom.
Yes.
Yeah.
And good morning to you.
Perfect. Thank you. Good morning.
How are you?
Good, good.
Of the Sandberg girls, who do your parents like best?
I'm the favorite.
You are by a lot? Or
are you really?
No, actually,
no.
I'm totally not. I should be, though.
Who got more stuff growing up?
Yeah. Mary.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who whined more?
Me.
Oh, definitely?
Yeah. I told them what to do more. That's why I'm not the favorite.
Who got more trouble?
She should have, but she pulled tears.
Ah.
I did nothing wrong, but I lectured them on how they didn't parent her very well, so I wasn't the favorite, I know.
This is all good things for Matthew to follow, is how not to handle your life going forward. How do you know Matthew Bellick, our Kid of the Week?
Matthew has been a patient of mine since he was 11, 12.
And explain what you do.
So I'm a physical therapist, and I have, for the last 15 years, primarily specialized in kid athletes, elite athletes mostly. And I think Matthew, I started seeing me when he was 12. He was an elite level gymnast. And probably to date, I can say is probably my favorite patient and my most impressive.
Come on, really?
True. True story.
What makes you so special, Matthew? Modesty. Let's talk about your gymnast activities. When did you start?
Yeah, so I probably started when I was 6, and I did it for 10 years.
Right.
And I stopped freshman year of high school.
Okay. And best event?
Probably floor vault.
I think vault for me. Don't you guys think vault's
I think it was the event.
I thought rings for you.
Yeah.
But
rings is
parallel
good.
Bars, you were pretty good.
He was nationally ranked. I mean, he's being humble.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Were you just a kid that jumped off everything, had no fear, that kind of thing?
Yeah, yeah.
So the parents said, let's get him into gymnastics before he hurts somebody?
Yeah, exactly.
So did you love it?
Yeah, I did like it a lot.
Okay.
And then, yeah.
And after 10 years, it's time to move on.
Yeah, I want to try something new, so.
And do you know what that something new is going to be?
Yeah, I started doing track.
Me too.
Yeah.
We're very similar.
Agile.
Yeah, after I stopped, I joined the track team
at
my high school.
What's your events there?
I do long jump, triple jump, and pole vault.
It's like we're twins.
Oh, yeah.
All the same.
Right? Can't tell
but,
the difference.
But originally at my school, they didn't have pole vault. So
we could have bought you a pole. Is that what the school needed?
A pole store?
No, they didn't have a setup or the space to do it.
Yeah, because you need a pit and you need the right stuff, right?
Yeah, so I started doing it at a different high school outside. And
you were cheating on your school?
No.
A little bit. Just went over to the other school, pretend you went there so you could pole vault. What's your best height for pole vaulting?
I can do like 11.6 now.
Okay, good. Wow. Good, good, good.
Yeah.
And what were the other events that you said in track?
Long jump and triple jump.
What's your best then?
Between those two?
Yeah, yeah.
Triple jump, definitely.
I never understood the triple jump. Is it a hop, a skip, and a jump? Is it a hop, a skip, and an Uber?
Jump.
What is it?
Hop, skip, jump.
Yeah.
Hop, step, jump, yeah.
Hop, step,
jump. I used to coach that at the elementary school. It's very hard to do. It's, you know, you have to be very coordinated, and especially with boys, it's a little tougher, but good for you.
So you say it's tougher because boys don't pay attention?
Well, no, it's just a little harder for boys to learn the triple jump, you know, because I don't know. But gymnasts always do very well at it. Always.
How ridiculous would I look if I did a hop, a step, and a jump?
I think we should find out.
I do, too. I'd love to see that. We'd love to watch that. Hey, I got a serious question for you, though, because you're in great shape, and maybe for Katie, too.
Are you talking to Matthew or me?
Well, I'll ask you later, okay, but I'm going to ask Matthew right now. Okay. Just because he's kid of
the
week.
Sure, because he's here.
You know, you're always adult, kid of the day.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so gymnastics and track, super demanding on your body. How do you train so you don't get hurt?
Well, I try to stretch like every night and morning.
Okay. And you call Katie Sandberg and have her tell you what to do.
Yeah, she gives me stretches, so...
And the stretching is key?
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, his gymnastic training was like 25 hours plus year-round a week. And so that has set him up very well for track. So, and pole vaulting is a very natural transition for gymnasts, that motion. I don't know if anyone's going to cover that, but he only did it like a couple times a week for 3 months, and he qualified to state. Like, he was very good. But so that has set him up. But he works out every day outside of track.
So it's like weight training, strength training as well, training, the upper body. Okay.
You think you want to do something in sports with your life? Too early to know?
Well, hopefully play at a D1 college.
Play what?
Like do track.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get it paid for. That'd be all right, huh?
Yeah, that'd be
good.
Nice.
you are, by my notes, a great student, and you work for something called Chicago Lights. What's Chicago Lights?
So that's pretty much a tutoring program. I've tutored this kid. This is my third year now, and I pretty much volunteer there every Thursday I go.
What do you get out of it, tutoring the kids?
I just love tutoring.
And how old are the kids?
I love tutoring him. My kid is in, when I started with him, he was in second grade, and now he's in fourth grade.
A buddy for life, right?
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
And we're going to take a break because I want to meet Chris here as well, but I also want you to explain this trip you took to Israel and how it changed your life, too, and we'll talk more about it. And in the meantime, I'm going to challenge you to a pole vault right out here. We're going to go out. And we're going to pole vault over
over
the Apple Store.
Yeah, we'll pole vault over the Apple Store.
Into the river.
Right in the river?
I think you should go from the river back to Pioneer Court.
Right. Okay. Good call. Good call. Can we get an EMT to stand by? Just, in case.
For us, not for Matthew.
Right. All-State Kid of the Week time. Chris Mandolini's here. Last thing he wants to do is talk to me on the radio. That's what I'm going to make him do it. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Good morning. Doing fine.
20 years with Allstate?
22.
22. Where's the agency?
645 West Grand Avenue.
How'd you get in the business?
I was changing careers, and Allstate opened up a program for independent agents. And with my insurance and law and sales background, it seemed like a perfect fit.
So you were doing what of those before you got into this?
I had a wholesale jewelry business for about 20 years.
Oh, no kidding.
And the economy took down the whole fashion industry.
Sure.
And when that changed, my dad had a stroke, and I decided to close the business. I preferred his health rather than...
But that's a big leap to start your own business at that point.
It is. It is.
And now, 22 years down the road, good choice, obviously.
Yes, been a very good choice.
What's your favorite part of your day?
Favorite part of my day?
Yeah.
Is being able to spend time with either my kids or spend time doing charitable work.
Well, isn't that nice? And the main charity you focus on through your business?
I work on several. I'm on the board of Salvation Army.
Sure.
Which they run the whole Chicagoland area.
Right.
Variety Children's Charity, which is more in the lines of what Matthew's doing with disabled. They provide adaptive sports equipment to disabled children.
Right.
I'm on the national board for Variety.
Good for you, man.
And I've also been involved in Hispano soccer leagues. I now sponsor a baseball team in Little Village.
That's great.
One of my employees was an ex-pitcher, so he wants to help the kids, and I love doing that because it gives them something to look forward to.
How do you have time for My Collision and Comprehensive when you're helping the rest of the world?
That's what my staff does.
Well, it's good to be you. Yeah, so what's the name of the agency?
Mandolini Insurance Agency.
Phone number?
312-733-1800.
And Matthew Bellick is here. Matthew is this week's All-State Kid of the Week. This is the guy you pay attention to. This is a guy right here. This guy's giving back. He's doing it the right way. All right, tell me about this trip to Israel. You're 16 now?
Yeah, I'm 16 now.
When did you take the trip?
This was probably 4 years ago, years ago.
You were just a kid then.
Yeah.
All right, so you're 12 years old. You go where?
So I go on a trip with my family to Israel.
Uh-huh.
And my mom sets up a tour at this place. It's called the Israeli Center for the Disabled. And so we go to the place, and a guy there. It's pretty much athletes who are disabled, maybe in war or they were born disabled.
Okay.
They're professional athletes.
Yeah, so they have an affinity and a talent for sports, but they've got significant speed bumps they have to get over.
Yeah.
Got it.
So a guy who was in a wheelchair offered me to play ping pong, and so I played with him. I only got a couple points off him.
Kicked your butt.
Yeah, he was amazing.
Right.
He really inspired me, and so I decided to raise money for the organization because I thought I was just so impressed by the determination from all these athletes who, like, struggled so much throughout their lives.
Yeah, if you want to do something, don't let life get in the way, right?
Yeah.
And so how do you raise the money?
Well, I raised it through my bar mitzvah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And you took all your bar mitzvah money and turned it over?
I gave all my bar mitzvah money to the organization.
Well, that's very nice of you. This organization you referenced has a website, I'm told, that we can all help with. So we like to tell the listeners about stuff like that. So we'll throw that out. You don't know off the top of your head, I assume.
No, I don't know that.
Yeah, we'll get that. We'll kick that out. You seem like you got a big heart, man. It's a good thing to have for the rest of your life.
Thank you.
You know what you want to do in college? You're a junior now, right?
Yeah, I'm a junior.
Well, let's get your act together, Matthew. Come on, man. What are you going to do? We're going to need some answers.
I'm not really sure.
Okay. Hopefully. Well, it was going well until now. Whatever you do, I'm sure you're going to be a smashing success because behind you, you've got an amazing team, including the one and only Katie Sandberg, who will keep an eye on you and make sure you're flying right and all that. And your friend Chris now, Chris Mandolini. You're a good kid. You're kid of the week. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being here.
And if you want to make a donation, too, we do have the website. It's AFISCD.org.
AFISCD?
SCD, correct, .org. Or you can just Google Israel Sport Center, and it pops up.
Nicely done.
There's a donate button right at the top.
Katie, thanks for recruiting.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah, I appreciate that very much. By the way, Katie, what's your business? You want to plug your business? I don't think I've ever given you a free plug on the show.
Oh, Sandberg Physical Therapy.
Okay. What, do you want to throw out a website, a phone number, or social media, anything?
My phone number, 312-972-2777.
Okay. Well, I don't want to make you too rich. And Chris, remind people again the agency contact is?
312-733-1800.
I'm glad you guys got together on this because, Chris, you're like a slightly more follically challenged version of Matthew.
I think so. Yeah.
Chris and I know each other from the meetings.
I know, I can tell.
But it doesn't bother me. I don't bring it up very much.
Not at all.
Thanks for being here, all of you guys. And thanks again to Allstate and the Kid of the Week, the Allstate Kid of the Week program.